I was raised in a Christian family, so from the time that I was very little, I was in church, and from the time I was a baby, I was in church, and I had older siblings that were saved, and my parents, and so I knew the plan of salvation from the time I could remember. I knew that I needed to get saved. I knew that I was a sinner, and at the age of 3, I made a profession of salvation, and but because I was so young, I really struggled with assurance, because as I got older, I couldn't remember anything about it. All I could remember was what my older siblings or my mom told me about it. So I struggled with assurance for several years up until I was 13. And finally, at the age of 13 at summer camp, I got assurance of my salvation and got that settled, and then later was baptized. But ever since I can remember, I wanted to be a missionary. Missionaries would come to church and present whatever field they were going to, and my mom would read missions biographies and family devotions at night. And as soon as I was old enough to read, those were my favorite books to read. And my mom would keep me well supplied with different missionary biographies. And I loved missions. I loved reading about them. I loved hearing about mission fields. And the Lord just really burdened my heart for missions from the time that I was a very young girl. And so fast forward to college, I went to Bible college, and I really never doubted that I would be a missionary someday. And so I went into went to Bible college, and shortly after arriving, I met Michael, and he was in his third year, I think, at school, and I met him, and at that point, he already knew where he was going. He already knew that the Lord wanted him in the Solomon Islands, and everyone on campus knew that's where he was going, and I quickly grew to admire his love for not only his love for God, but his love for the Solomon Islands and his desire to serve him, and I became interested, but he wasn't interested in me, and I started praying about him. And fast forward about a year of praying about him, we ended up sitting together at dinner one night and at the school, and he started talking to me about the Solomon Islands, and he just started telling me about the history there and with the World War II history, but then the history of missions and the open door and the need. And I remember I walked away from dinner that night, and I called my older sister, and I said, and she knew I was interested in Michael, but I told her, I said, I don't care if God wants me to marry him or if I'm going to marry him, but I really think that God wants me to be a missionary to the Solomon Islands. I really think that that's where God wants me. And it's just really neat how God orchestrates everything, and he has a perfect plan. And long after that, Michael started, we started talking, and Michael became interested, and we began dating. And then fast forward to that summer, after we started dating, I went to Malawi, Africa for 2 months with an Ambassador Baptist College. For the missions program, you're required to do an 8-week internship whatever your major is. And so I went to Malawi, Africa, and did 8 weeks there, or 2 months. And it's just really neat how the Lord prepared me for Malawi. The living in Malawi, Africa is very similar to the Solomon Islands, as in it's very remote and third world. And I really enjoyed that. And then we got engaged, and I finished up my last year at Ambassador. We got married. And in 2014, the Lord allowed us to take a survey trip together just a month and a half after we got married to the Solomon Islands. And it was just such a blessing to be able to see everything that I had heard from Michael and everything that I could research and Google online about the Solomon Islands, but to be able to meet the people and to see just the need and the open door. There's so many open doors there. And the Lord just really confirmed that that's where he wanted us. And then we were able to do deputation. And it's been such a blessing to see how faithful God is and how he is so in control. And he just has been so good. And it's been so great to actually be able to get there after the journey of deputation and raising support for so long, and then finally being able to arrive just a few weeks ago and get adjusted and acclimated. And I'm just really excited about what God has. And it's just such a blessing and a privilege to be able to serve him.